Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the Declaration of Independence of the United States of America, the statement is made, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are given as three examples, or examples of three rights that we should hope to have secured for us. Life, we can understand. Everyone stands ready to defend and preserve their own lives. Liberty is simply free will. Roundly speaking, it's the freedom to choose. And most importantly, liberty is the essence of truly loving relationship for which we have been created by God to enter into with Him and with others. But happiness, what about this pursuit of happiness? At the outset of Lent, we hear from the teachings of Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount, and He is directing us towards valuing that which is real and substantive. He tells us how to fast, and He tells us how to do it in such a way that the exterior shows no sign of the discipline, which is interior. He tells us to wash our face and anoint ourselves with oil and not to mope around looking as if we are fasting. His teaching is one of the reasons that while we place ashes on our foreheads to remind us of the need to develop our interior life by recalling that outwardly we are made from dust in Adam, and unto dust we shall return in the grave. Yet there is no requirement for us to keep the ashes throughout the day if we feel that it becomes a sign of boasting or something like that about our fasting. It's a matter of personal devotion. But the season of Lent is one in which we discipline the exterior of our lives in order to nourish the interior life. In his words, St. Augustine writes, "From these precepts," those of Jesus about fasting, "it is evident that our every action should be directed towards the attainment of an interior life, which alone giveth true happiness." And there's that word again, happiness. And we are to cherish the freedom to pursue happiness. Perhaps it is the irony of ironies that countless miseries, and I dare say perhaps all miseries of sinful humanity, have come upon us as a result of a pursuit of happiness in some form or another. From the Garden of Eden through to this room this day, sinful man, in the pursuit of some idea of happiness, has often been plunged into one or another misery. And yet St. Augustine goes on, "For if contrariwise we seek our reward, our happiness, in outward things, we shall be conformed to the fashion of this world, and thus forfeit God's promise of happiness, to wit, that we shall be conformed to the image of His Son." What a strange thing to assert that Lent is about happiness. We just got through admitting, while some holding back tears, that dust we are, and unto dust we shall return. And now we set out upon a season of fasting and almsgiving and prayer to be conformed to the image of Christ for our ultimate happiness. But when we think of happiness, we think of the opposite of those things. When you think of happiness, the picture that comes to mind most readily, and all advertisers know it, is a long beach vacation, maybe even a permanent vacation, with plenty of money and all the best food and drink that you can desire. I'll bet you when you think about your happiness, you don't envision fasting. And I'll bet when you think of happiness, you seldom think of giving your money away. And as for prayer, let's just admit it, a regular, disciplined prayer life is difficult to do. It requires time and effort and determination and humility. You know what's easier than a life of ordered prayer? Everything. and especially YouTube and Netflix and Google. Here at the outset of Lent, a season of discipline in which we deny ourselves in order to pursue Christ and be strengthened in the inner man, we must listen closely to what Jesus is actually saying. When you fast, fast in secret so that only your Father in heaven sees you, and your reward will not be attached to the opinion of others, but to him who will reward you openly. And when you store up treasures, and I dare say when you pursue happiness, do not pursue happiness with things that can be destroyed by something as simple and tiny as a moth. Do not pursue your happiness with something that can be easily destroyed with a combination of time and moisture, producing rust. Do not pursue your happiness in something that can be so easily upset by something like a waiter getting your order wrong, a piece of food that was not spiced to your liking, or a failed internet connection. Do not pursue your happiness in something so fickle as the opinion of your peers, which rises or falters from day to day depending on perceptions or gossip or rumors or things that you did or didn't say or did or didn't do. These things are all destined for perishing. But as St. Augustine says, if you treasure these things, you forfeit God's promise of happiness, which is to be conformed to the image of Christ. Such happiness, inasmuch as it concerneth inward things, is all the more certain and enduring. We begin this 40 days of Lent in fasting and abstinence, almsgiving and prayer, because we know that's how Christ lived amongst us. And this is how we may conform ourselves to him. We begin this 40 days of Lent with a somber reflection on the mortality of our bodies and the fleeting nature of our possessions, our accomplishments, and our reputations, because this is how he lived amongst us. And this is how we may conform ourselves to him. We begin this 40 days of Lent with an earnest consideration about what it is that we really treasure in this life and what we are hoping will finally make us happy. And we open ourselves to the likely possibility that we may need repentance for how we have come to treasure and hope in the kinds of things that moth and rust corrupt, and that thieves break through and steal, or that rise and fall with the opinions of our neighbors. We begin this 40 days rejecting again the world, the flesh, and the devil, and the kingdoms of this world, and intentionally devote our lives and our liberties to pursue again the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the kingdom of heaven. For where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.